Live from ATIA, this is Michael Off, and I caught up with a user of our products and services, Mr. Adam Gaffney. Thanks for taking a few minutes to talk to us today.
Hey, thanks for having me. Glad to be at the show.
Now, you are a director of IT, right? You're information technology there in Tallahassee. Why don't you talk about what you do?
Yeah, I'm the IT manager for Division of Blind Services. So basically, I oversee all the staff that's responsible for maintaining the computer systems for the agency that serves the blind here in Florida. So we have about 300 employees statewide in various offices, and about 20% of our employees are blind or visually impaired, so I have to support them and their technology so that we can support our clients statewide.
Now, what does that involve? I mean, is that just training or just remote diagnosis and repair of problems that they may have on different computers that they're using to perform tasks?
Well, a little bit of everything for what our section does. We do tech support, we do network administration, we do some programming and coding, and I also get into some of the specific accessibility training with our blind and low vision employees, and I also have a little bit of a side 10% of my job is working with some of the clients in the North Florida area in Tallahassee where I'm located. So we have a few folks out around the state who actually do that full time, who work with the clients on job sites and help them get things set up for their work environment and solve problems there so that they can work and use technology to help them do that.
Now, I don't want this to be necessarily a Cerotech plug, but you do use our RAM and RIM software, right?
Yes.
In different applications. The RAM, of course, for internal corporate structures, and RIM so that basically your staff can connect with any machine and kind of diagnose problems and see how technologies may be working with different screen readers, say if there's updates to the software and things that they need to diagnose, which saves a lot of travel time. They don't have to get in the vehicle and travel to different parts of the state when they can just remotely see. Well, yeah, they've got their audio muted or something that can very simply be fixed in just a minute or so.
Absolutely. That's some great technology that we've actually used for over a year now, and it's really great because we can connect to clients outside and it saves on travel costs. And it also means that, blind people can be support people. You know, transportation's an issue enough for us, so whenever we can do work remotely, that definitely helps out a lot and makes it easier for the client and, makes us able to do our job a lot better. So those are great tools that we've, really become used to and are a great part of what we do at the agency.
Adam, why don't you describe maybe what's involved? Say we have younger listeners who are thinking about going into IT as a career, maybe some things they should think about, what types of training they should pursue, and maybe options available here in the state of Florida for that.
Oh, there's a lot of options. I guess the biggest thing, like in real estate, they say location, location, location. I'd say learn, 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 read, read, read. There's so much information out on the internet now. So when I was starting, I actually loved to read tech manuals and loved to read tutorials and learn. So I was always kind of a nut for reading about access technology, all kinds of stuff, operating systems, programming languages, things. I just really became interested in those things. So, learn the basics, learn your screen access program really well, learn your operating system, and then branch off from there. That's really your environment. So if you learn that, the better you learn that, the better you'll be able to learn everything else. So you can join mailing lists and find out what your interests are. I'd also suggest people, volunteer and try out a few things. I know when I was first getting started, I volunteered to help friends upgrade their computers, fix things, and that gave me some experience that I got to check out some new stuff that I never did before. So I got to install a CD-ROM drive or swap out memory or different things that I didn't have any experience, and got a chance to check some of those things out just by helping a few friends out, and that gave me some experience I needed later on in my profession.
What about maybe someone who doesn't feel they want to take on something that deep and maybe just wants more of some kind of a support role?
Oh, sure.
Customer service, tech support, or just sales for a company where they just need basic access to the company's mainframes or systems just to you know, be able to handle accounts and things of that sort.
Right. And
what is some good training that, you know, people can pursue there?
Probably just really comfortable with basic access on your computer. The faster you are that you can use your technology, the better you're going to be. I see a lot of people, you know, a lot of jobs that we're putting people in now are working in call centers. And those are, you know, complicated situations because they have a caller in one ear, they have speech in another ear, and, you know, people asking questions, and they want information pretty quick. So they've got to really become quick with their access technology to be able to give an answer pretty quick and keep up with the sighted world. So speed and efficiency is key on that one. So I'd say a lot of practice and, you know, volunteer and start slow. You know, I'd say somebody shouldn't go in and work for a real big company, but go in and, you know, start really small and kind of build up to something that, you know, might make sense to do something like that.
So kind of explain the whole process in Florida. You're coming here and you're wanting to be employed and you're wanting to utilize resources available to you through the state. Kind of how does that work?
Well, basically we have 12 district offices throughout the state in Florida. So we always encourage people to, you know, call the district office. We do have a web page for Division of Blind Services. Our web administrator will be happy that I'll plug the Blind Services webpage, but you can get to that by going to dbs.myflorida.com, and that's a good resource. It has some resource material in there for places you can buy adaptive technology, places where you can go to learn. It has a resource list of all our district offices, so you can call and get in touch with an office in your local area so that you can find a counselor who can help you find some of those resources and lead you to employment or whatever case is appropriate for your specific needs.
Okay, you want to give any other contact information, any other websites or phone numbers that might be useful for people for pursuing anything that we've talked about here?
Well, I think that pretty much covers it. We've got our phone numbers on there. You can look up, look up the telephone numbers for all the offices. So if anybody has any questions for me, they can look up the number, the 800 number, in fact, on there, which I don't remember offhand, but it's on the website, so they can go to that, and then they can give me a call if they have any specific questions about technology and how, you know, anything we've talked about in the interview today.
Well, very good. Thanks for taking a few minutes, Adam. I think it's always important for people to know all options available to them, so hopefully they will go to the DBS, which I assume stands for something like Department of Blind Services.
Division of Blind Services.
Division, okay.
Yes.
Coming to you live from ATIA, this is Michael Loff.